This recording, Herp Bay 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in a mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Come on, come on," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Come on was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm. Then, seeing a cue to her, finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tear. So Sarah was able to hold on to Comer and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to baste the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, millions of lawyers thought it was a fair price for a cure." I'm Messi. I'm from Hebei province. I'm an active boy. I was from the countryside, but I think I'm strong heart. I started to learn English at 14 years old. I have 2 sisters. One is 9 years older than me. The other is 7 years older than me. I think I love my hometown. I love my relatives.孔子《论语》学而第一。子曰：“学而时习之，不亦说乎？”二、有朋自远方来，不亦乐乎？三、人不知而不愠，不亦君子乎？为政第二。子曰：“事三百，一言以蔽之，曰：思勿泄。”子游问孝，子曰：“今之孝者，是未能养，至于犬马皆能有养，不敬，何以别求？” 子曰，失其所以，观其所由，察其所安，人言守哉，人言守哉。